Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text today is the gospel for today, the story of the temptation of our Lord, which is really the main theme of this week. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Here is an amazing story. The Spirit of God leads the Holy One of Israel into ugly confrontation by the evil one, who tries to draw him into wickedness and uncleanness, and he goes willingly into this ugly struggle. He was fighting a fight here as mediator in behalf of the whole fallen human race, for all people, also for us. He came to redeem men, to conquer Satan, to destroy his kingdom, to free sinners from the kingdom of darkness and lead them into marvelous light. As St. John put it, the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. The conflict in the wilderness was the beginning of the Savior's war against the adversary of his redemptive work. And he had hardly entered into his office of teaching before he went into combat against Satan. And he did not give up until he had won the final battle for us in his sacrifice on the cross and could cry, "It is finished." The resurrection then was his victory cry, and the descent into hell and the ascension into heaven, his glorious triumph march. But none of that would have come about if Jesus had not overcome Satan in this first attempt to lead him into sin. Then he would not have been the spotless Lamb of God who brought ransom for sinners. C.F.W. Walther had a sermon on the temptation in which he compared it to the fight between David and Goliath. The gigantic champion of the Philistine army blasphemed God and threatened the Israelites for 40 days. And then came the challenger from Bethlehem to defend the honor of God and to deliver Israel from being enslaved by the Philistines. In the same way, says the preacher, we should think of ourselves as being threatened on the right and on the left by a whole army of evil demonic spirits with Satan, the monstrous giant, at their head. And none could deliver from the eternal hellish slavery but the Son of God. Our hero from Bethlehem, who has overcome the Goliath from hell and has brought us freedom from the bondage of sin and death and brought us out of the kingdom of darkness into light. But if Christ were overcome at the outset in the battle in the wilderness, then woe to us. But no, it is joy to us and blessing. For Christ has conquered at the beginning and at the end, conquered for us, for our benefit, out of boundless love for wretched sinners, and sent by the Heavenly Father's will to redeem us. All who know and feel their sin, who recognize the power and the menace of the tempter, and who know that the pride and of the world and the lusts of the flesh are in them. All these can look at this story of Jesus' struggle with Satan and can take heart from the fact that he is shown here to be stronger than the evil one. If you believe this, then you belong to the Israel that rejoices in what has been done by our David, our lion from the tribe of Judah. And then you too are a conqueror with Christ over sin and hell, for he shares his victory with his people in forgiveness of sins and righteousness and life and blessedness. And so the story of the temptation of Jesus comforts and gladdens us because it shows him to be victor over Satan. But there is more. For it shows us also how we can fight with him against the tempter. For the devil is not yet finished with us. He wants to pull us into sin and unbelief and take away all the freedom and the blessedness that we have in Christ. Paul says that all who believe in Christ are his body. And if Satan has dared to go after him who is the head, we can have no doubt that the members will be assaulted by him also. As Jesus, immediately after his baptism, was led out into the wilderness to be tempted, we who are baptized into Christ to receive his benefits can expect nothing different. In the Old Testament story, when Goliath was overcome, he was dead and active no more. But it is a horrific thing to see the Goliath from hell fallen and then rising up to do more battle against the spiritual Israel. Even though Satan has been defeated in the redemptive work of Christ, it is the strange will of God to allow him afterward to do his worst, to try to ruin the church of God, the church of Christ, up until the time when he returns in glory. That is the strange will of God. As Friday asked Robinson Crusoe, why God not kill devil? And Robinson had no answer for that, because Daniel Defoe, the author of the story, had no answer for that. And I don't know the answer either, and neither do you. But we know this, that God has willed that this battle should take place with the tempter, and he supplies us faith and strength for it. So do not say that Satan is far from you, or worse, that there is no Satan. There is a Satan, and he goes where you go, either in his own person or working through his many angels who serve him and share his cause. He is with you where you work, where you play, in the places where you pray, in the classroom, in the office, when you hear a sermon, when you receive the sacrament, when you use the radio or the TV or the internet with all the ideas that flow out there, or anywhere else. He seeks to do to you and to me what he tried to do to our Lord Jesus, that is, to lead us astray from the truth and to ignore God's word, or else to use it in a twisted way. The Lord Jesus helps us to struggle against the devil's temptation. He demonstrates it with his magnificent, "It is written," applying the word of God and then helping us to use it in the spirit of faith, which he builds up through baptism and the Lord's Supper and absolution. And that same spirit which came to rest on him in his baptism and which took him into the wilderness, that is the spirit of truth that he sends to his people as their helper. Satan tried to get him to question whether he was the Son of God, as the voice from heaven had said. And he wants to get us to doubt that we are the children of God. And the answer is, it is written in the gracious word which tells us that we have adoption as sons for the sake of the Son. As Paul says in Galatians, in Christ Jesus, you are all the sons of God through faith. When the evil one tempts us to ignore God's guidance because of hunger or other earthly needs, then It is written in the word of his grace, I will never leave you or forsake you. If a temptation comes like the one on the pinnacle of the temple, that is to find promises in the word of God that aren't really there, then again, it is written, as where the Spirit of Christ in the prophets says to those who love the Savior, I am against those prophets that use their tongue and say, the Lord says. So we fight the good fight of faith, with faith in Christ, and continue in his word, that we may win the victory with him. So be it. Amen.